President Trump today weighed in on the call from some Democrats for House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to step down. He tweeted, "I certainly hope the Democrats do not force Nancy P out. That would be very bad for the Republican Party." And Pelosi herself addressed the controversy at a press conference today.
"I serve at the pleasure of my caucus. My caucus is overwhelmingly supportive of me. And this is not, the time. At the end of a two-year time, we'll see what happens then. And every year, it is a time."
Pelosi is under increased pressure this week after Democrats lost in that special election in Georgia, where a number of attack ads sought to tie Democrat John Ossoff to her. Scott Schaefer is senior editor for KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. He's in San Francisco. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Jeremy.
And Pelosi called herself a master legislator today. She painted the Democratic loss in Georgia as a positive, saying that Democrats reduced the Republican advantage there. What do you make of how she's responding to this criticism?
Well, she's been through this before. I mean, after the November election, there was a lot of hand-wringing among Democrats, and there was a fight for the leadership in the House. And Tim Ryan, the sort of moderate blue-collar Democrat, challenged her, and she got about two-thirds of the vote in her caucus. Not perfect, but she was pretty happy with that, given the circumstances. You know, Nancy Pelosi is extremely tough. She has a very thick skin, and, I'm sure she's unhappy about this moment that they just lost this election in Georgia, but I don't think she was surprised. I talked to her on Monday. I did not get the impression she thought they were going to win that seat. I think they knew it was always a pretty heavy lift, but there was so much attention on it nationwide that now there's a lot of disappointment and second-guessing of her leadership, and that's to be expected.
And it's not the first time that a Democratic candidate has been tied to Nancy Pelosi as part of a Republican plan to create a negative, to try to make the candidate in whatever race look like Nancy Pelosi. Let's listen to the ad that was run there in Georgia that ties Pelosi to John Ossoff. And this one showed scenes from San Francisco.
"Hi, Georgia. San Francisco just wanted to say thank you.
We already have Nancy Pelosi as our congresswoman. Now you're going to give us John Ossoff as our congressman."
How effective has that criticism been of Pelosi?
Yeah, I'm just chuckling. That was a great ad. I mean, it was very clever. It's hard to say. I mean, and let's be clear. I think that using Nancy Pelosi is really a surrogate for what's called San Francisco values. And that is a phrase that came out of the 1984 Democratic Convention here where Mondale got nominated and Nancy Pelosi was the party chair at that time. And I think it's really a surrogate for anti-gun, pro-gay, not particularly religious, godless liberal. And so I don't think really most people have a strong view of Nancy Pelosi because I don't think she's that well known, even here in California. I mean, people have a lot going on in their lives, but I think it is a surrogate for too liberal for Georgia. That's really what that was. And I think it probably peeled some Republican voters. I mean, Ossoff needed about 10% of the Republican voters to win that race. And I think that those ads were aimed at bringing Republican voters, maybe moderate Republicans in that suburban Atlanta district, back to the fold. And, even if they got that number down from 10% to 8% of Republicans voting for Ossoff, that was enough.
What about in San Francisco and in California? Does Pelosi have support there?
Oh, yeah. She's enormously popular in the Bay Area. That's not to say it's unanimous. She actually has, she always wins with 75-80%. It's a very, very Democratic district. I mean, the city only voted, I think, 9% for Donald Trump. But she has attracted a challenger from her left in this coming election. Now, I don't think it's going to be a serious challenge at all, but just the fact that it's happening. And then taking a step back further, California's Democratic Party, I mean, here we are, the solidest blue state in the country. There is a civil war of types going on now within the Democratic Party in California. The party just elected a new chair. The loser was an upstart African-American woman, very dynamic, more identified with Bernie Sanders' wing of the party. She lost narrowly, and she's refusing to concede to the winner, a more mainstream Democrat from Los Angeles. So you have a lot of disagreement within the party here. And Feinstein, Dianne Feinstein, the senator, as well as Nancy Pelosi, are taking some flack from the more progressive wings of the party for not being liberal enough, not being in Donald Trump's face enough.
Well, and by the way, Dianne Feinstein, 84 years old. Nancy Pelosi is 77 years old. Is there any thought in California that maybe it's time for that old guard, if you will, to step aside and let a younger team in?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the first thing they would say is, why don't you ever hear that about men? You know, there are a lot of older men. Strom Thurmond was, what, 98, 100? And, of course, some people did say he was too old. But, yeah, there is some chatter. Part of it is just that there are a lot of up-and-coming Democrats in California who would love a chance to run for higher office. I mean, Adam Schiff, the Democrat on the House Select Committee on Intelligence, would love to run for the U.S. Senate. But he's not going to push Dianne Feinstein out. There's a lot of Democrats like that in California who are very talented and would love their chance to move up.
Well, and by the way, we did hear that about Donald Trump, who is 71. Scott Schaefer, senior editor for KQED's California Politics and Government Desk, thank you.
You bet.